From the studios of Books in Motion in Spokane, Washington, this is Reed McCollum, reading Triplanetary by Edward E. Smith, Ph.D. Now let's begin with the foreword by John Clute. We begin with a very big bang. 2,000 million or so years ago, Doc Smith tells us in the first sentence of Triplanetary, two galaxies were colliding. From this collision come almost all of the billions of planets that now circle the billions of stars of both galaxies. There are, however, two planets that date from before this coalescence. In what becomes our own home galaxy, there is the planet of the Eresians, the almost infinitely wise predecessor race of all civilization, which, in its wisdom, decides even before sentient life appears elsewhere, that it must remain behind the Aras of the worlds to come and secretly to uplift. The Doc does not use this term, which David Brin brought into currency decades later, but his intention is similar. Various promising races into the role of guardians of civilization. The Eresians will act as mentors. And in the second galaxy, there is the planet of the Adorians, the vile but hugely competent race that represents a principle profoundly inimical, according to the Doc, to true civilization. Adorians are, quote, intolerant, domineering, rapacious, insatiable, cold, callous, and brutal, close quote. They are also, quote, keen, persevering, analytical, and efficient, close quote. Like Doc Smith himself, they show no signs of possessing a sense of humor. Eventually, though not in this first volume of the Lensman sequence, they create the vast interlocking two-galaxy-spanning hierarchy.